turn to Exodus, the 16th chapter. I really have to finish the contents in the ark today, and I'm going to deal with it underneath the umbrella of the Provision Act. There is a Provision Act in the Gospel of Jesus Christ. There are the Provision Acts in the Gospel of Jesus Christ, and we're going to deal with the law of provision today. Amen. God is providing and supplying us. Provision is the act of providing and the act of supplying for individuals. Amen. This iPad doing some wild things. Talked about Joe's, now mine's acting up. And being that we're dealing with the last contents that was inside the ark that God has ordained to be there as a pot of manna. So we're going to really go into full depth about that. How many of y'all excited about where y'all going this year? Amen. Amen. Let me just speak what God has shown me. Some of y'all have been through a turmoil times over the last 2 weeks, a time for decision making to be occurring in your life. I just want you to do something for me. I need for you to hold on, okay, and be patient. I need you to pay attention to the message today, because the message today will bring clarity for into some things that you've been wondering over the last couple of weeks. If you're looking for a get-rich scheme out of the message today, or me to preach to you about prosperity, that money coming to you today, you might as well just go ahead and leave, because this is not what I'm going to preach today. But I'm going to unlock a secret that has been held by God unto the body of Christ today, of how to have everlasting blessing flowing through your life. Let me make clarity to that. You're not going to have a lottery blessing, a one-time reaping blessing, but I'm going to minister to you to how to have rivers of blessing, always fresh flowing blessings to be going in your life every day. And by your good stewardship, you can be able to stockpile up blessings that you be able to live off of them when the rivers dry up. Are y'all with me? So this is going to be a little unique message, but we're going to try to do it best with the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, bless, minister your word, speak your word, say your words, confirm your word, use me to deliver your word today. I am your vessel, Lord God. I'll go where you tell me to go. I do what you tell me to do. Let your anointing flow through my voice, Lord God, and let your anointing flow into individuals' hearts to understand and to comprehend everything that I'm trying to minister today from the spiritual realm and bring it to the natural realm, that they be able to see, and not only be able to see, but to be able to manifest in their lives and bring life, everlasting life, and through their finances and through their whole entire being. In Jesus' name, the people of God say amen. Amen. Listen. And then said Moses, then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may, what? Prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And one thing that God has required for Moses and Aaron to do, he told them to take some articles and put it inside the Ark of Covenant, or the Ark of Contents, being that these items that was in the Ark was keys to unlock the divine movement of God in their lives. It was a spiritual movement of everlasting blessing can flow through these items that was in the Ark. We've been talking about them. Table of stones, or the Ten Commandments, being one that was broken and one was redone, really tells us that God can restore us even when we mess up. It really shows that his word is put here not to destroy us, but it's put here to what? Restore us. And God is a God of a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, in some of our cases, a thousand chance. That we need to stop living this life of being defeated because of the sins we done in the past. When God has not back there with us in the past, he wants to bring brand new life unto you. The second item that we dealt with inside the tabernacle was Aaron's budding rod, letting us know that the protection of God is always with us. Don't make a difference who talks about you. If you wanted to call, God would always be with you. He would bring life through you. Stop worrying about, just place yourself in harm's way, and God will cause your household to be blessed. I thank God because I had somebody call me up this week and say, Pastor, I need some oil. I need to figure out how to do this. In other words, I'm ready to go into the enemy's camp and take back what he stole from me. I'm not only going to take back what he stole from me, I'm going and fighting for my whole family. Do I got anybody here want to fight for your family? Hallelujah. You tired of the devil running rampage inside your household. Ain't really ain't got nothing to do with you, but you going to your brothers and your sisters' houses and praying for their houses. When you start placing yourself in harm's way, God will cause your life to bud and nobody can stop you. Hallelujah. Today I want to deal with the pot of manna. It wasn't just manna, because manna cannot live without the pot. It's something, a substance that God has placed to be protected that's in the ark. We're going to deal with the provisions of God today. God providing for us, supplying all our needs. He did say in the scripture, he will what? Supply all of our needs according to the what? Riches in glory. God is just sitting there willing and able to supply our needs. If God says that I'll open up a window of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive, why I'm not receiving his blessings? Oh, that's okay. I'm by myself today. That's fine. That's fine. I'm okay by myself today. I'm beginning to understand that it's not the supplier that's a problem. It's who he's supplying it to that's becoming the problem. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm the problem. Let that marinate for a quick second. Some of us has destroyed the connection of God providing for us to the degree where God do not trust us anymore. It's a shame when God cannot trust you to bless you. Ouch. He cannot trust us with finances. He cannot trust us with peace. He cannot trust us with a praise. Ouch. Because we've been taking that which he's been giving us and not using it properly. And I'm in the scripture today trying to figure out exactly how to unlock a blessing movement by God that we don't never have to worry about the flow of provision or supplies in our life again. And when I come to the scripture, God really showed me something here. And it was more deeper than everybody could ever imagine. There was two things that God was giving them. He was giving them quail and manna. Let me take my time with this. Quail was a bird that was placed on this earthly realm, birthed on this earthly realm, that he gathered off of this earthly realm to feed the people on the earthly realm. Where manna was a substance that did not come from this earthly realm, had nothing to do with this earthly realm, but it came straight from heaven. So it shows me, Sister Leah, that God chooses to supply our needs two forms, one from people and one straight from him. One from that's already here and one straight from heaven. Now to understand the importance, because he did not put quail in the pot. He put manna in the pot. There's some reason why he wants us to understand the importance of manna as being a provision and not quail. Because any of us can go obtain quail. Any of the unsaved can go obtain quail. But only the righteous can receive manna from heaven. Hallelujah. Let me explain this to you in a little simplex form. Quail is the things that we get of the natural on this earthly realm that produced by our working every day. It's the finances that you receive. It's the blessing that other folks done give unto you on this earthly realm. But there's a deeper, more embedded blessing that God is trying to forge into your life. And that is when he opens up the window of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you can't receive. There is a spiritual blessing that he wants to flow naturally every day in your life. And you can't comprehend is because all you're looking for is the quail blessings. But the quail blessing did not come every day. Hallelujah. The quail blessing didn't have restrictions on it. Hallelujah. The quail blessings is not the natural blessing that God really wanted them to have. But he gave them the quail blessing for a season to transform them over into the manna blessing. Hallelujah. God gives unsaved some quail blessings. He'll help them out in natural things. He will take care of them in ways where us that have been in Christ longer than those that first came into Christ, he don't even give us any more quail blessings. He just wants us to get manna blessing. But the problem is the quail blessings came to the camp where the manna blessing they had to go get. So I'm beginning to see, Sister Monica, the problem that we have inside church today. We all want quail blessings. God is not giving quail blessings no more. He's not summoning our blessings to come into our houses, on our couches, while we watching TV and say, you got a job tomorrow. No, that's not what. God has orchestrated manna blessings for those that are righteous in church. And we're not understanding God's move and what he's trying to do. He's trying to get us up out of our seats. He's trying to create in us a new move, a move for us to get up and go up that which he has already promised us. Let me explain this manna for us for a quick second, and I'm about ready to go home. This manna was something very unique. It was a flake-like substance that came upon the ground at nighttime. It was like frost. And it's amazing to me because it came the same format that they used to water the Garden of Eden before the rain came. At nighttime, dew used to come up on the ground to nourish that which God wants to be nourished. He's trying to create an everlasting movement that everything can be blessed in your life. This is different, y'all. The blessings of provision that he's trying to get you to go gather is an everlasting blessing that every morning that you wake up, it would nourish everything that's in your garden. You don't have to pray for your kids. You don't have to pray for your grandkids. If they walk in your house, they will automatically be what? Blessed. Hallelujah. There's a spiritual blessing movement that God's going to do in this church this year. That folks better be careful when they come in your presence. You don't have to lay hands. You don't have to sling oil. You don't have to pray prayers against demons and demonic forces. All you have to do is stand there, and they're going to look upon you, and they're going to receive the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Watch this, y'all. It fell up on the ground at night like frost, and it had to be collected before it melted away by the heat of the sun the next day. The Israelites would gather up every morning enough for that day. And on the sixth day, they had to gather twice as much, because on the seventh day, he would not allow them to go gather manna, because they were supposed to what? Rest. Every man had to gather about 2 liters for each person in their household. Y'all know what a 2-liter soda is, right? Okay. And it was enough to last him all day. But it had to be consumed that day, because anything that was not consumed that day, when they woke up the next morning, it had a stink on it, and maggots automatically came upon it. It was no good the next day. It was daily provision. And getting to know this, I'm beginning to understand why we in the body of Christ cannot have that daily provision every day. Because we want to go to God one time and expect it to last us a lifetime. We want God to bless us one time and think that that's enough. We want to pray one time. We want to praise God one time. And we think that one time praise and a one time prayer can cause God to release heavenly blessings in our lives. But here it is. There was something in the scripture in the fourth verse that I found that showed me our problem in the body of Christ. Y'all ready? And Moses said unto him, behold, I will rain. Lord said unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. Watch this, y'all. And the people shall what? And what? Hold up. Why didn't you just send it in my camp? Right by my tent? All I had to do was roll out of the bed, scoop up, put it in my jar, and go about my business. So I come to the understanding that there are five things that has been hindering the people in the body of Christ from receiving spiritual provisions daily in their lives. First and foremost, we don't get up early enough to spend time with God. He explained to them they had to get up early in the morning before the sun rose and go to work. We always want to be the lazy one of the bunch. There's a slothful spirit in the body of Christ that we don't want to be the first one to ever arrive. But we're okay with being late. We coming up when everything is gone. We missing our blessings because we're not attentive to what God told us to do. Number two, they were supposed to get 2 liters per person. Some of us are greedy. There were some folks that took more than 2 liters. They took 4 and 6 liters. And God only tell them to do what? Then there were some folks that didn't get up and get it at all. And every time that they didn't get it, or they thought they would get it later on, or they go get it from Marguerite, or they go try to go get it from Janice, when they took it back to their houses, it spoiled. And they couldn't comprehend the reason why. So God's really showing me some of y'all are too lazy. Again, I'm what? Lazy to go to God for yourself. You living off of everybody else's work. That's why your daily provisions is not flowing. Calling pastor and getting mad at pastor because pastor ain't praying that prayer of faith. What happened to you? Why can't you pray? No one should never be mad at me because I don't show up. If it was God ordained for me to show up, you don't think he ain't going to tell me? Maybe God wanted you to go to him for your. But you trying to come in my camp and take mine. Number three, they were supposed to eat it all and not leave any left over. Oh, this is the one I love. God tell you to go bless somebody and empty your bank account. I got to keep some for me. This shows me that we don't trust God enough to do what God tells us to do. I need you not go to bed tonight. I need you to pray all night long for this ministry. No, Lord, I got to get up in the morning. I got to have some leftover sleep. I never forget one night that I came and she can agree with me. A brother was ready to kill himself. Lord knows I did not want to go down there. I went down to his house and stayed up with him all night long until the sun came up in the morning and had to be worked the next day and didn't know how I was going to do it. But God sent me there and summoned me there that I had to go all the way through. 2 o'clock in the morning, I was ready to leave. I got to get some sleep. So then I tried to derive a plan. I'll sleep here. But then God told me if you go to sleep, he'll kill himself. And he tried that night. The next morning, he was fine. If I would have went to sleep not giving it at all, he may not be alive. We want to give only what we want to give to keep some for the next morning when God wants us to spend it all. That's the one of the problem we have in this ministry when it comes to praising God. We don't give it our all in the praise. If I would have told you that your life depend on it and your blessings depend on it, if you give God a wholehearted praise, you'll give him a half-hearted praise. And we don't understand why. I'm going to get to the reason why I'm pouring all this on you in about 5 minutes, okay? The next one, that on the sixth day they was supposed to gather twice as much and prepare it because God was not going to produce any manna on the seventh day. God spoke this to him and said, I'm not going to put man. And do you believe that there was folks that woke up on the seventh day because they wasn't prepared for the lean days? The days when it's not flowing, they didn't save up. They wasn't good stewards on the spiritual blessings. They got up early that morning and went into the fields and there wasn't any. So I'm beginning to understand my problem. It's simply this. Keep reading for me the fourth verse.
Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven.
It ain't what God can do. He said, I'll rain bread from heaven. I'll do my job. I will provide. I will supply all of your needs. That's not the problem. Keep on.
For you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day.
That's the problem. You are refusing to go get that which God has already provided. Second thing, a certain rate. This word certain rate is a unique word. I wish they would have never put it in there. Because it doesn't mean anything that means certain rate. It says word or speech. Or in other words, I will provide for you that which I said I will do, and you have to gather it how I spoke it to you. In other words, we are messing up because we're not doing what God told us. I don't care how crazy it may sound. We are double checking and tripping. God didn't say that. That's too foolish for God to say. A certain rate means a certain way. In other words, the blessings will only flow if you do it a certain way that I have spoken into existence. That's why a lot of people can't be healed because they don't speak it a what? Certain. That's why you can't be delivered because you don't do it a certain. Who can ever think that in order to get off of drugs, you got to come and give your life unto Jesus Christ? What the one got to do with the other? I tried it. AA? NA? Who could ever think that in order for me to get forgiveness, I tried it, but it didn't work. The only way you're going to get forgiveness if God spoke it a certain way, you got to stop trying to deviate from the plan. That's the problem. If pastor tell you that God told you to for 3 days to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and pray this prayer and you giving up at 7 o'clock, you deviated from what God said your blessing cannot. It's very simple, and I'm coming home. Read.
A certain rate every day that I may prove them.
That's it. That I may what? Test them. Look at your neighbor and say, this is a test. God told me to do a crazy way because it's a test to see if I'm going to be obedient. I can't supply their every needs if they're not obedient to what I say. If I tell you to do it a crazy way, you better do it that crazy way. Because if you do it that crazy way, you're going to receive everything that I say. Hallelujah. So that's why he told you to praise when you didn't want to praise. That's why he told you to dance when you didn't feel like dancing. When your back was hurting. I remember when Sister Tanya back was hurting. And God told her to start praising God and touch over. And she touched somebody. Next thing I know, she was in the back corner. And her back what? Stopped hurting. It may be crazy that you think that you got to get up when you can't get up to give him some glory. But it may be crazy at the time. But if you do it the way God told you to do it, God would unleash a spiritual blessing in your life. It's crazy when you ain't got no money in the account and he tell you to still pay your tithes. But Lord, I'm going to be on the street tomorrow and you still want me to give my tithe. Do what I tell you to do. Don't worry about what tomorrow may bring. If you take care today, I'll take care tomorrow. He says that I may test them to see whether they walk in the law or not. Everything in the provision category of the pot of manna is based on your test and the passing of what God told you to do. Hallelujah. That's why the flow can't go. Have you ever noticed a lot of the times when it becomes stagnant or the push move that God moves you, he done already told you to leave or to go. He told you to turn your kids over And you said no. So he stopped the spiritual flow until you what? I'm finding out the third thing in heaven is based on me. The pot of manna was for me. If I'm obedient to the instruction of how to obtain it, he would automatically cause the flow to continue in my life. But it's hard because it's a fight inside of you of doing what God told you to do rather than doing what you love to do. There's a big struggle when God's telling you to turn your kids over and you love them so much and you don't. There's a big struggle when you have to do crazy things that you don't comprehend of your own understanding to reap a blessing from God that you don't see and comprehend. The quails is what they seen every day. Reaping that blessing was automatically, it was a natural sight. But the manna from heaven was a flake-like substance that they never seen before. It was a grain-like substance that had to be beat down, and it had such a sweet taste that it wasn't bread, as people may think so. It was really cake. It had every ingredient already in it to form a cake except for water. Wow. It was a prepared blessing, just needed water added to it in order to be something awesome into their belly. So what I'm learning here is in the last thing that's in the contents of my move this year, that I have to do it just like God says, because it's a test to see whether I'm going to complain or I'm going to thank him. It's a test to see if I'm going to murmur instead of praising him. It's a test. See if I'm going to run away or run to. It's a test to see if it's all about me or all about him. It's a test. And we're failing the test. In some way, somehow, we have to stop and realize that if we want to get to the next level in God, we have to do it just like he says. All stand. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord God. We bless you. We thank you for all you said and done. We thank you for the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit. Let it rest, rule, and abide henceforth and forevermore in our hearts, our soul, and mind. And the people of God say amen. Amen.